Welcome to YFC for Parents, a weekly radio broadcast for parents of teenagers. Youth for Christ is committed to helping parents effectively raise their teens in today's challenging world. Now, here's your host, Kaylee Akina.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. I am really delighted today because the guest in studio is somebody who's been on my heart for a long time, somebody whom I've had the opportunity to watch grow up in certain ways, and in fact, someone who's making a big difference, I think, for young people and older people as well across the world in terms of music. His name is Koa Siu, and I'll introduce him in just a moment, but first, I have to say this. Today, worship and music are part of the Christian tradition and movement in a way I think it has almost never been. And we are experiencing things across the globe that this young man is going to be able to tell us about. Today's program is called The Making of a Christian Artist. Koa Siu is the son of some fabulously talented musicians. Perhaps you remember back in the 70s, and you'll date yourself if so, Leon and Malia. He's married today to Sarah. He has beautiful children, Keiko and Kalea, and he has done some amazing things so far. He won a Hoku Award for Rock Album of the Year in 2008 for Where Are You, or Where You Are, and welcoming him to the program today, please.
Good morning, Kim.
Aloha, aloha, aloha.
Aloha.
Koa, how are you?
I'm glad to be here.
Well,
I'm doing well.
That's great. It does bring back great memories to see you again from your old Youth for Christ campus life days.
Yeah, it really does. Yep, I was in Youth for Christ from about 15 years old, and it played a huge role in my development in my life. So,
in fact, back
very
there,
you
really took IAEA campus by storm with your colleagues.
That's right. Yeah, me and Sean Takashima
and some
with
of our,
Kenton Lin.
That's right. Great staff back then and so forth. And then I remember, you know, the staff really took notice of you because you did stand out. You had everything from pizzazz to attitude.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I stood out partially because Mike Palumbo really needed a drummer for the Jesus rap that they were doing. And somebody told him that I played. And I barely played at this point.
Now, it's not just drumming. I mean, you actually play the guitar.
Yeah,
and the keyboards,
I play guitar
sing.
And sing now. But back then, I was just starting out. And really, I only drummed. And barely that. I had just sort of gotten into this rock band thing with my friends, just completely out of the motivation to be cool and to try to find a girlfriend. And that didn't
work. Well, you've been successful with your lovely bride.
not through that strategy, but later in life, God brought her to me, and that was a much better strategy. But so I remember the first Jesus rap I went to, Mike Palumbo comes up to me afterwards and says, "Hey, I hear you play drums. Can you play drums for us next week?" You know, and I was like, "Sure," and I was nervous and excited, and I brought my really beat up drum set. But that's really, you know, that was the beginnings of my playing. Sam Sherrard was still preaching
the performance part of it, at least, as well.
Yeah,
and you are bringing back some great nostalgia. Maybe we have to decode this for some of our listeners. Jesus rap means?
Yes. Well, this was a rally of high schoolers, and this was held, I believe, at the Nazarene Church.
That's right. We've held it all over Nguanu, Nazarene Church, Leeward Community Church.
Yeah, and then later it was at Leeward.
During
my time, and I'm sure it's moved around to different places, but. But that's where it started. I'd bring my drum set and start playing with Mike, and then I started hearing them play, you know, all this worship music, which I already enjoyed as an attender of church. But all of this kind of worked together, you know, my growing passion for music, the preaching that I was getting at YFC, the kind of life-on-life discipleship that was coming through Kenton as well as through my youth leader at MGMC Church.
Now, let me ask
you. And it all just
came
together to draw me forward both into my relationship with God and into music simultaneously.
Now, that's what I thought, and that's what I wanted to ask you. You obviously have music in your genes because of your parents.
Yes, I do.
You grew up with music and so forth. And,
yeah, I mean,
in the 70s, they really were quite prominent, but it sounds to me as though music came together for you in terms of performance, gifting, service in the context of faith.
Yeah, it really did. Basically, as many children do for various reasons, I kind of decided at some point young to try not to sing and try not to be on stage.
Okay.
And so, you know, I was aspiring to be maybe a novelist or something. And I, of course, I enjoyed the studio environment. I enjoyed a lot about music, but I really was afraid of the idea of being on stage. And I, you know, at best, I was in the musical area. I was aspiring to be a great technician, like to be an audio
right.
engineer or something like that.
And you're quite talented at the equipment
side. I've gotten to, mm-hmm. you know, that part kind of grew as well. But the point is, you know, sometimes you make those bitter judgments as a little child, maybe from hurt or from fear or whatever. And yet God, he knows your design. And so what he did for me was he just gently drew me. He gently drew me. At first, it was friends starting a rock band and the desire to be cool. And that wasn't very really a godly desire, but he kind of allowed that, I think, and used that because that got me a little bit out of my shell. I started playing drums, started doing more things on stage. Mm-hmm. And along that same timing, like I said, was growing in understanding of God and being challenged by Neil and Kenton, who were kind of the two people in my life that were disciplers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as they did, I as I was growing to know God, I wanted to worship. You know, I wanted to, I enjoyed the singing, and all of a sudden it started to dawn on me, wait a minute, I could do this. Like, my dad plays guitar, great, I can learn from him. Mm-hmm. I could totally play guitar just like Mike's doing on stage, you know. And really, it came out of, like, or what motivated me to learn was I would love to sit by myself in the woods with a guitar and sing to God.
well, you know, Koa, it is that aspect of your music that was most noticeable to me back in those days. And I remember when people were planning our Youth for Christ rallies and events and banquets and so forth, your name was always on the short list of people to have on. And we would ask you, and I don't know if you realize this or not, the reason we would ask you is because we knew you would always bring your faith to it, that you would always bring a sense of worship, a sense of the intimacy we can have with God. And it was almost like when you performed back then, we were listening into your quiet times.
Yeah, well, because that's exactly where it all came out of. I remember one time being at the discipleship camp at Ho'omaluhia Gardens and finding my way with a guitar, like, into the jungle and, like, into, like, a little clearing underneath the canopy, just surrounded by trees, and writing a song to God, a real intimate, deep song. That song basically became a song that was on my album.
One of them.
One of my albums, yeah. called Let Me Only Have Eyes for
That's
You.
That's right. Well, we'll be right back after a quick break.
Sure.
And I want to hear a little bit more how a career now in which you actually are a music educator and leader at a college.
Yes, at Pac Rim Bible
That's
Christian
right.
College. Yeah.
How that has emerged and where you're going with your music. We'll be right back. My guest today is Koa Siu, and we're chatting about the formation of a Christian artist. And we'll have a
Very
lot
cool.
more right after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. This special episode is with a dear friend, Koa Siu, who has grown up in Youth for Christ and has really made a difference in the lives of so many people. We get to pick his brain a bit as we talk a bit about the making of a Christian artist. Koa, today you're able to do something that's truly on your heart. You're able to play your guitar, sing your songs, make your albums, travel, do concerts, lead people in worship, and you're actually making somewhat of a living at a local college.
Somewhat, yes. Yeah.
Somewhat. We'll say that for your college president, dear. And that's Pac Rim, right?
I didn't mean that. I meant just as a, you know, as an artist, sometimes it can look like you're really successful monetarily speaking,
right,
because your albums are getting out there, you're winning awards.
But it's
a tough world.
Work.
It's
That's
a tough
right.
world. And all I'm trying to say is that that there is so much more that I want to see happen, and so many more people I want to reach.
So with all the different venues in which you do music, everything from recording in the studio to traveling across the world, and you did a stint with Hillsong as well, and now you're a leader teacher at a Bible college.
Yeah.
What is your career?
Well, I would say
how
I've got
to conceive your calling.
Yeah, that's a broader question. You know, first of all, bringing it back into Youth for Christ, because everything connects there, I feel. at the big YFC conference, DCLA.
The bi-coastal conference, yes, Washington, D.C. And Los Angeles.
I was there, I guess, in 96 or 97 or something like that. It must have been DC 97. That sounds like it's got a ring to it.
There was a 7 in it, I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I had been just 6 months into my first semester at college, I think. But, you know, having been recently a student leader, I was really still involved in Youth for Christ. And we went to DC 97. And I remember distinctly being in the first meeting. And the first meeting especially was a lot of hype, a big concert, people doing silly things like just trying to get the kids to shout and be engaged.
We had three criteria: big, loud, and Jesus.
Yes, yes, there was big, loud, and Jesus happening all over the place. And in the midst of it, I think Jeff Moore in the distance got up. They started playing like their happy, silly songs, like they weren't trying to be serious here. And as soon as they were playing, like the Lord just... The Spirit came on me, or, you know, the Lord really touched me. And so in spite of everybody jumping and being happy around me, I was just uncontrollably weeping, like full on bellowing. And I was happy to be able to do it in this setting because nobody else cared and no one noticed because everything was so loud and everyone was jumping around. They didn't really take notice of the person standing there just bellowing, deeply weeping. And at that time, God did several things in my life of healing and leading me to forgive some things and ask forgiveness for some things. And it just was such a God encounter. But the main part of that was kind of my awakening also as an artist.
Okay.
And so this is already after I've been through Youth for Christ. I've been singing, but I've never really embraced like a calling as an artist. And I really heard him say to me, you know, see what those guys are doing down there on stage. One day you'll do that. And at the time, like I said before, I was kind of deathly afraid of being on stage, in especially in the type of context that I saw there.
Now, you were how old at that time?
So this would have been 18?
18 years old. Okay,
yeah.
18 years old, that's right.
Yeah, and so, but I just... was moved, and at first, you know, my response was like, no, God, pick a different person. But I just felt him woo my heart and soften my heart to the point where by the end of the concert, I'm literally standing there, you know, on the top of my chair, probably with my arms raised in the air, shouting out like, I'll go, send me, take me, you know, use me. And so it was kind of from that point that I really started to pursue. I already had been writing songs to God and enjoying those kind of quiet time worshipful moments and leading worship in small group settings. But that's really what sparked my feeling that, oh, God is calling me to use the gifts of songwriting and singing as a calling in life. And so what I've got to do is unpack that. And so I see my calling basically as that, as one main part of my calling is to be a Christian artist. Which means, first of all, living my life for Christ and with him and knowing him. Because if I forget to know him, then it's all over. And I'm thankful to have had those roots, because that's what I kind of go back to, you know, is the first love of singing to God in the jungle with a guitar, you know. And And then, you know, building on that is, you know, how can I take these songs, how can I craft them well, and then how can I get them to people? And so that's the type of thing that I'm working on now with albums or various outlets of either performance or just serving in church, that type of thing.
Mm. You know, at first I remember the tremendous joy, and it doesn't look like you've lost any of it, but I remember that tremendous joy that I would see in you in terms of music and so forth.
Mm.
And I remember there was a point at which I'd invited you to come and sing and perform at one of our annual youth banquets.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And did you recall that at a hotel? And
yes.
I had a brand new member of our board of directors sitting there.
So yeah.
He fell in love with you. And on that night, I remember something happened.
Yeah, Jimmy Yamada.
He bought a huge case of CDs from you.
Yes,
that,
I remember
and
that.
And I recall how stunned you were. And in that moment, I realized something was happening.
Yeah.
Here's this young man who did it for love, who finally realized there was a business side to it as well.
Yeah.
And it was an innocent moment, and there's nothing wrong with this, but you have come to learn that you've really got to excel at both sides now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you really do, because, you know, God can give anybody a great song or a great piece of art or a great, you know, poem or something, but if it can't get to people,
there you
go. Then it doesn't really reach its potential. From the gift from God is supposed to be given through a person to people.
Was there any point at which you resisted or were just not thrilled about the fact that music also had to be a business in order to succeed and
no,
touch lives?
I'd say no. I don't think so because I grew up with the music business.
That's right.
So I kind of understood that intuitively.
Well, we'll come back and hear a little bit more about how you grew up, perhaps, and how that's influenced you today when we come back to our final segment of The Making of a Christian Artist.
Great.
Be right back with Koasiu. This is Kaylee Aquino.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Aquina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. Today we're talking about the making of a Christian artist. And
it's a great subject.
My guest is a great guy, Koasiu. If you'd like a copy of today's recording or any of our recordings with fabulous guests, just go to our website and ask your child how to use an iPod.
There you go.
Download recordings, listen to them live, or you can listen to them on an iPod. The site is YFC for Parents. That's YFCforParents.org. That's YFCforParents.org. And there's 5 years. I can't believe it. The 5 years.
5 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Of terrific, terrific stuff on everything from love, sex, and dating to politics to getting into top colleges. And we talk with national experts and just local talented people. And I'm thrilled again to be with Koa. Koa, so you've got this calling that is both to worship God and share that with people to help them worship God and connect with Him, and also to carry on a credible business. And so you put the two together, and that's your interface with the world for now.
Yeah, largely speaking. There's other areas of my life, obviously, with the Bible college, and I've got a real pastoral heart as well, and so there's kind of a whole nother realm in that area. But regarding music, it's a business, and like we were saying before the break, some people feel like, well, gosh, you know, if if it's whenever something ends up kind of moving to the for-profit realm, because we have in America, we think nonprofit is for God, for-profit is for the devil. Like, you know, I mean, that tends to be our mindset underlying our Christian.
And it's kind of ironic because we do have a lot of nonprofit examples that are clearly not of God.
Yeah, well, exactly. But for some reason, we have this mindset.
That's right.
And it's just totally untrue. You know, and like you mentioned Jimmy Amata earlier, such a perfect
example.
He's
a local businessman.
Businessman, you know, his A1 electrician company is a business. It's for business, but it's a kingdom business.
That's right.
So, you know, he leads it in such a way that the resources there provide for people, you know, the workers and everybody, as well as go into the kingdom of God.
But, and Koa, you actually are very familiar with a concept that is deep on the heart of businessmen like Jimmy and others, and that's marketplace ministry. In a real sense, you yourself are a marketplace minister. You go to where people are engaged, in your case, in the entertainment or in Christian music.
Exactly,
education as well. And there you carry on a representation of Christ.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm hoping someday that the term marketplace ministry will itself even just evaporate into everyone understanding that life lived for God, lived for His kingdom is ministry, and it's done in every single context, you know. And so, regarding the music business, I think, you know, if my philosophy is if I can sell more records and be more, you know, get songs to be as popular as they possibly can, they will reach as many people as they can.
Tell me a bit about your recent project, because I'm intrigued with the Japan side of it. You recently released something, didn't you?
It'll be a couple of days whenever this airs, but we've just released an album called Overflow. It's with Tommy Walker. And so, what it is, Tommy Walker gave us his latest album and said, hey, can you make a Japanese version of this?
And this is Tokyo on the cover, isn't
that? That is Tokyo, that's correct.
What an incredible city.
This album was primarily made for people in Japan, but also for any Japanese-speaking person, you know, throughout the U.S. or anywhere.
What's the connection to Japan?
Well, obviously, Pac Rim Japan. And so we have.
There's an outreach from Pacific Rim.
From Pacific
College.
Rim. There's actually a college now in Japan well, another campus.
Okay, a sister school.
Yeah. And so in partnership with them, as well as New Hope Tokyo, and with a student from New Hope Tokyo who is here studying at Pac Rim Hawaii right now, her name is Lauren Hollins. We were able to, she's just got the amazing skill set of singing and translation, to take this album, take Tommy Walker's original album, and really remake it into a powerful Japanese album.
Incredible.
So what we have here is Tommy singing with some Pac Rim students in Japanese and English. And it's just a very unique project, and I think
now,
it will reach a lot of people.
People can get this at koamusic.net. That's your site,
Have them
right?
go to koamusic.net for everything if they want to know more about me or about anything. Mm-hmm. And there they can click on the link to go to the Overflow album.
That's good. And it's not so much that I'm just promoting this, koamusic.net. It's also that I wanted people to know what kind of role you played with the whole album, its production, and so forth. Because this isn't just another Koa album.
No,
Something's happening here.
I'm hardly
you're featuring Tommy Walker.
Yeah, I really produced the recording of the Japanese and Hawaiian vocals and the whole layout of how they should dance together.
Now, how do you like this aspect of the business that goes beyond your own personal performance? And now,
oh, I love it. Okay. I love it. Yeah, I'd say I'm very, very happy there in the producer seat.
Well, how about that? I know a big producer now.
Well, I don't know about big, but I have enjoyed that role on this album and hope to.
Why do you
many
enjoy
more.
It? Why? What makes that enjoyable to you?
You know, when I was a little kid, I sat by myself in my room often and did my own radio shows for fun.
Okay.
Just that was my hobby. And so there's something about putting songs in order and putting things together and helping someone to take an idea, which is a really, this one especially, a kind of an ambitious and difficult vision to achieve. I love to take on a challenge like that and help to see it come to fruition.
Sure.
And most of all, it's just that I really sensed that God was in this project.
That's right.
And so whenever I feel like, wow, God's doing something, I want to be part of that. And if I can do that either by singing it myself, writing it myself, or if I can do that just by being behind the scenes and helping to bring it about, any way that I can be part of His kingdom and take it forward.
Great. You know, I love the fact that you say it's God bringing it about, because clearly it's been His blessing on your life in an incredible way.
Yes.
And you've been good about giving Him the glory. And at the same time, it's been about recognizing your gifts, your talents, your
abilities,
your interests, and there's no conflict between the two. But here's what I want to ask.
Yeah, they go together.
What do you have to say to young people in Hawaii who want to start a business, whether it's music or not? But you've had to do some things. You couldn't just say, I've got all the resources in Hawaii. You've had to be creative about pulling together the whole package to make your business work.
Yeah, I'd say to people, first of all, to be bold and courageous and step out. Because I think if you start, that's the first step. You know, sometimes people just never start because they feel like they need too much more stuff. Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, you really need help. And I still need help too. I mean, everybody does. From people that know what they're doing. Talk to business people that are actually successful and show them what you're doing and have them help you work it.
Well, this sounds like a great start, just to take that boldness that you're talking about, to be mentored, to get to know other people who've gone the route ahead, and to take it from there. Well, Koa, it's been delightful talking to you.
I wish we
could go on just with this subject.
Yes, me too.
But we've been talking with Koa Siu today about the making of a Christian artist, and I want to congratulate you on all
you've
accomplished, and I'm looking forward to what the Lord has ahead.
Well, thanks for all the role that you and YFC have played in my life. I wouldn't be the person I am without it.
Thank you. Your words are kind. This is Keili'i Akina. We'll be back again next week. Aloha.
You've been listening to Keili'i Akina, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. If today's program has been helpful to you, we invite you to join the family of YFC supporters. In gratitude for your contribution of $25 or more, we'll send you a free copy of YFC's new book, Life Coach Your Teens by Roger Cross. Visit our website at yfcforparents.org. YFC for Parents airs on AM 760 KGU every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For program information, visit our website at yfcforparents.org or call 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Until next time, aloha.